Good morning, darling. Did you sleep well? Oh, I know you did. I watched you all night tonight just to make sure I wasn't imagining things. You slept like a rock right by my side, arm wrapped around me, your chest so warm against my cheek. Your breath so steady and calm. Not to brag, but you never slept as well alone as you are with me. Trust me, I have video evidence. Seriously. You used to roll in your sleep and mumble, and sometimes your breathing would get erratic, and I always knew that's when you had a nightmare, even if you fortunately very rarely remembered it in the morning. Yep, I might have possibly maybe seen your dream dictionary search history. Hey, I don't think it's silly at all. In fact, I'd love to be able to dream your dreams together with you. And you better believe I'd be Googling the meanings every morning, too. What do you mean, when do I sleep? Hey, I'm not doing drugs, okay? Well, other than the happiness hormones juice I'm high on whenever you look at me, or talk to me, or pay attention to me in general. I just don't need that much sleep, you know? Good genetics, I guess. It's one of the few things I love about my body. That way, I get to watch you during the day and a few hours every night, and still get enough sleep to, well, function. Kinda. But yeah. It wasn't often that you've had a true good night's sleep before. But now, you sleep like a baby. Take tonight. You look so happy and at peace. You are like a kid who gets to fall asleep hugging his favorite plushie. Oh, I am your favorite little plushie? You're so sweet, darling. I love you. I really love you. Yeah? Well, can your favorite little plushie get a morning kissy then? Pretty please. Hey, don't pull away from me, darling. Am I doing something wrong? I don't have any experience with this stuff except for what little we've done so far. But I'm so, so willing to learn with you, darling. I want to kiss you all the time, and I want it to feel good for you. So please, please tell me, what am I doing wrong? Please don't say it's nothing. Is my body just not attractive to you? If it's that, then I guess there isn't much I can do, aside from surgery, maybe. But if it's anything I can fix, you have to tell me. Please, darling. I promise I won't get mad or upset. I just want to know why you don't seem to want to take the next step with me, even though you seem to really enjoy everything else we do every day. No, don't say that. I can tell something is wrong. I've been watching you for months, remember? I know you have urges, and I know you used to take care of them pretty much every day. But then we started living together, and suddenly you just stopped. And nothing since. At first, I thought that maybe you wanted to wait a few days and then let me catch you red-handed so we could take it from there, kind of naturally. But that's not it. I just feel this conflicted suspense from you, darling. You know how devoted and desperate to please you I am? You know I'd do anything, anything for you. You don't even need to ask. You just need to point me in the right direction and then not resist. Wait, no, please. Please. Don't do this again. Don't hop out of bed just yet. You don't need a shower. You are perfect, darling. You are... hard. Yes, of course I noticed. I know what happens when you wake up. You always sneak out of bed trying to hide your morning wood, and I always pretended not to notice. But I'm done doing that. Why are you doing this to your poor thing, darling? There's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just your body's natural way of telling you to play with your girlfriend.
Rise and shine, baby. Why don't you start this beautiful day off by taking your woman? She's right here next to you in your bed, and you two lovebirds are already under a blanket anyway. Oh, and you know, the crazy bitch won't mind.
See? This is exactly what I'm talking about. I can make you laugh. I like to think I can make you happy. You're always so caring and cheerful and full of energy when we're studying or playing games or out on a date together. This last week or so of us being together has been pure bliss to me. I always knew you were just the sweetest, most compassionate, and wonderful person to have ever graced the earth. But being on the receiving end of all your kindness and affection is so much better than I ever dreamt about, even in my wildest fantasies. Being your girlfriend is the best thing that's ever happened to me. I'm elated. No, ecstatic. All the time when I'm with you. Which this lately is pretty much all the time. Remember 2 weeks ago when you turned down that cute underclassman's confession and said you have a girlfriend? Yeah, the same day you told me I could move in with you. But I hadn't known that you were going to do that then. So, I was watching it go down from a bush, and I should have been glad, right? I mean, you turned her down, so maybe I still had a shot after all. But in all honesty, I wasn't glad. I was so scared and so hurt. I thought there were only three options. You could have really had someone and you didn't tell me, and I somehow just didn't notice, like a long-distance relationship kind of thing. I knew you were talking to some people on Discord. Another possibility was that you just lied to her to turn her down gently, which made me so happy initially. But then I got sad because I've been fantasizing about being your girlfriend for so long now, and that dream is so important to me that it really stung me when I thought you could downplay it like that. That you could use it as just an excuse. Like it didn't matter to you. Well, yeah, of course I got over it since, silly. But then I thought, maybe he really doesn't think this cute girl is good enough for him, which, like, damn, right? But what does that make me? If even this hot, popular, big-tittied floozy doesn't stand a chance, then how can I ever hope for you to want me? Whoa, what? You seriously think I'm hotter than her? No way. Way hotter? Well, then why won't you fuck me, darling? We've lived together for a week and you never as much as put your hands on me. You never walk in on me showering. You never grab my titties when we're cuddling. You never slap my ass in passing. I just don't get it. Everything else in this relationship is so wonderful. At first, I thought maybe you wanted us to be, like, platonic. You'd have me for companionship and affection and comfort, but you'd keep your sex needs out of this and take care of them yourself. Which, honestly, I'd have been totally fine with. My needs are secondary to yours, and it doesn't matter as long as you're happy. But that can't be it, because you stopped, you know, masturbating at all, since I've become your girlfriend. And there's clearly some sexual tension between us. But it somehow always gets awkward whenever I try anything more than lip kissing. I can feel that you want to fuck me, darling. I won't ever complain, no matter what you do to me. And you must be so backed up. I can feel that it takes a lot from you to not just pin me down and take my virginity right now. I know you want this as much as I do. So please, please tell me. What's the problem? It has to be about me, right? But you have to believe me, darling. I love you. I am ready to do anything for you. I am ready to change and learn. And please don't think I'm trying to push you into things. If I had any shred of suspicion that this is about you wanting to take things slow, I wouldn't have said a word. But I know you. I've studied you. You want to take this next step with me. But there is something stopping you. Something that makes you hold back. And I don't want you to hold back. I don't want you to restrain yourself. I don't want you to suffer. So please, my love, tell me. If it's something I can change, I swear I will devote everything I am to the end. Yes, I figured that much. I know you're not getting physical with me because you feel bad about something. I just don't know what that could possibly be. If it's a crazy kink you have or something, then I swear I'll do anything for you. Anything. Oh. What? How is that a problem, darling? Isn't it good that your girlfriend is willing and ready to do anything for you? Well, yeah, of course I'm obsessed with you. I'd kill and die for you. You're my everything. Is that bad? Who cares if it's healthy? Darling. Yes, you are in a position of power over me in a sense, since my well-being is 100% contingent on you liking me. But that doesn't make our love wrong. Please don't tell me my love for you was wrong. No, listen, I get it now. I think you feel bad about having sex with me because I'm, well, crazy for you. You don't want to abuse my obsession. And that's very noble of you, darling. But you won't change anything by holding back. You will only make yourself miserable and bitter. And I don't want to see you like that. I want to see you happy. I want to make you happy. There's no alternative for me. It's not like I'll magically forget about you and go be somebody else's crazy little fucking stalker. If you're nice to me for a while, but never fuck me. I don't want anyone else. I will not be anyone else's. Not ever. So yeah, maybe I am crazy. And maybe my love for you doesn't exactly scream healthy. But it's real. It's real and it burns. I love you. I love you more than my life. So if there's any part of you that tells you that you got lucky, then it's awesome that you have a crazy bitch who's ready to do anything for you, who will never cheat and never leave and never say no, who can be your little slave if that's what you want, because she is your love slave. Then don't feel bad. Feel good. Fuck your little cute crazy plushy stalker and feel good. Give in to the depravity. Abuse my obsession. Please. Make me your little fuck toy or treat me like a queen. I don't care. I just want to make you happy. That's all I want. That's all I've ever wanted. Yes. Yes, darling. Oh, baby. I don't care. I don't care. It's our first time. You can be as rough as you want. You can use me to vent all your sexual frustration. I'll take it all. I'll be such a good girl. God, it's finally happening. You're finally gonna make yourself feel good with my virgin pussy. Or do you want me? Oh, yes. Please don't stop squeezing me. It feels so right. Do you want me to blow you first? No? You want to eat me out? But... Ma, darling, Oh, fuck, you're sniffing my drenched pussy. Oh, darling's touching my pussy. Mm-hmm. Mm. Your fingers. Oh, God. It's a dream come true. Mm. Yes. I'm soaking wet. I'm sorry. I always get like this just from thinking about you. You have no idea how hard it is for me to sleep beside you and not know if it's okay for me to touch you. To grind my swollen pussy on your leg. To wake you up with a blowjob. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come soon, darling. I'm gonna come so hard for you. I really want to be pleasing you instead. Oh, fuck. I should be the one eating you out, darling. But if that's what you want, I'll be a good girl and come for you. Mm. Oh, oh, fuck right there. Oh, that's so good. I can't anymore. I'm coming, darling. I'm coming. Oh, ah, ah. God, that was the best orgasm in my life, by far. But then, of course, it was. It was the first time you made me come in person and not just in my fantasies. Okay, now please let me get you ready. Let me get your cock wet first, before you put it in. Please, let me put it in my mouth. Why not? Please, darling. I want to make you feel good, too. Please. It's so wrong that you've made me come so many times. Thousands of times in my imagination. And now for real. But I never made you come. Please. You can't let me suck your cock? But why? Please. I'll be so good. Why not? Oh, you're already close? From licking me? Really? And my, sounds? You really? You really think I sound hot? Thank you. Thank you, darling. You know what? I'll have plenty of occasions to suck you off in the future, starting tomorrow morning. So if you don't want me to right now, that's okay. Just take my pussy, deflower me, and make me a woman. No, you've held back enough. Do it in one go, please, and go as hard as you want. Oh, shit. You're inside me. It's really happening, right? This is really real. Oh, darling. I love you. I love you. No, it doesn't hurt. It stung a little, but I'm so happy. Oh, I'm so happy I could die. No, please don't stop. Oh, please don't stop fucking me. Oh, please don't fucking stop. Is it good? Am I any good? Do you like my pussy, darling? Really? I'm so happy. Yes, you can do whatever you want. Please push me into the bed and take me. Please use my pussy. Dump all that saved up cum deep inside me. Oh, God, this is so good. Oh, so much better than what I hoped it would be. Shit. Oh, I won't last like this. Please. Kiss me, please. Please. Oh, fuck. You're stretching me so much. Is your cock happy inside your little stalker, bitch? Yeah? Oh, I love you so much. Darling, I'm gonna come soon. I'm gonna come again. Come in me, please. I'm begging you. We can worry about that later. Now just come in me. I've waited so long for this. Please. Yeah, you will? You will spill all that thick seed in my virgin pussy? Good. I was gonna leg lock you anyway if you said no. Inside. Darling, I'm coming. This was so good. I'm so happy. Yeah? Was I any good? I can be better, I promise. I can learn. Hey, darling. There's no way you're done with me after saving up for over a week, right? I thought so. So, my love. What should we try next?